right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is St. Bernard coming to you from Washington, from my very, very dusty, very, very dusty residence slash studio here on Capitol Hill, just a few blocks from the office of American Free Press. If I don't get this work done in my apartment that I've been complaining about here, I may just start living at the office of American Free Press. It's in a very dank basement down there, but I guarantee you it's not as dusty as this apartment. Well, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. We don't have any guests tonight, but tomorrow night we are going to have a very interesting guest. I guarantee he's interesting. You've heard him on this program before, and he is very controversial. He is my longtime associate, Willis Cardo. He was the founder of Liberty Lobby. He was also the founder of the Institute for Historical Review, which was illegally taken away from him in a conspiracy by some corrupt employees working with a known operative of the CIA and Israeli intelligence. That's Willis Cardo. Not Willis Cardo, the operative of Israeli intelligence. I'm talking about my colleague, the founder of Liberty Lobby in the spotlight. And, of course, he was instrumental in helping get American Free Press off the ground. And you periodically see commentaries by Willis Cardo in American Free Press. So this is somebody who's been around for a long, long time. And, you know, he's Willis probably doesn't want me to mention this on the air, but anyone can check out an ADL dossier on him. Willis is like, oh, hell, I don't know, 80 years old. But, you know, he has the energy of a lot of people much younger than him. And has a lot of interesting stories to tell, and I know you'll want to tune in tomorrow night and hear what we have to talk about with Willis. We'll talk about the Holocaust, of course. Holocaust revisionism is a subject of great interest to him, and in many respects, he was singularly instrumental in really bringing Holocaust revisionism onto the scene, not only here in the United States, but around the world. A lot of people don't want to admit that for a variety of reasons, usually very selfish reasons, but facts are facts, and you can't get away from that. A lot of interesting items in the news here. I really shouldn't read the newspaper, folks, because it just brings to mind too many things that, when taken together, indicate that we have some very serious problems in this country. Now, here a man died in Washington, D.C., on March 27th, a week before his 103rd birthday. He was homeless, but fortunately he was under the care of the Central Union Mission since 2001. He showed up there homeless with $3,600 in his socks. Well, if he showed up there in 2001, he was already well into his 90s. But what makes this interesting, folks, is that this homeless man who was living in a shelter in Washington, D.C., was John Schlesser, a homeless World War II veteran. A World War II veteran, homeless in his 90s. Isn't that interesting, folks? Isn't that interesting? You know, we're fighting this war in Iraq, and these dirty, rotten swine want us to fight another war in Iran, and yet we still haven't figured out how to take care of our homeless veterans from World War II. And I don't mean to slight all those ones from Korea and Vietnam and all the other wars, including the first Gulf War. Isn't it amazing, folks? We can give billions of dollars to Israel and other countries, too, but we can't take care of our own veterans. What in the hell? What in the hell is happening to our country, folks? Stay tuned for more. This is Michael Collins Piper, otherwise known as St. Bernard, coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Can you imagine if I called somebody a nappy-haired whore or hoe, as Don Imus called it? You know, I have never seen so much grandstanding on both sides of the issue on this Don Imus thing, which is preoccupy the media. You know, Barack Obama said that every American was horrified by what Don Imus said. Frankly, I don't think most Americans really care what Don Imus has to say about anything, number one. Number two, I don't think it really cut as deeply as Barack Obama has said. And, of course, we have Jesse Jackson and we have Al Sharpton doing their conventional grandstanding on the issue. But on the other side of the coin, too, folks, I have heard some people who I know who are coming from what you would call a racist slant. They are actually trying to defend Imus for this because of the racial undertones of it. And, of course, they weren't all black women on the basketball team, apparently. But there are people who are kind of trying to justify what he said. Well, you know, he shouldn't have said that. I mean, you know, these poor girls, you know, Imus takes on a lot of people. You know what I mean? But these poor basketball girls, I mean, these are just college girls. They're not that old. You know what I mean? They're just kids for all intents and purposes. You know, let them alone. There's a lot of bigger, more powerful people to pick on, and that's what Imus should focus his attention to. But we'll see what happens to Don Imus. He's a very rich man. We don't need to worry about him ending up in a homeless shelter like we have so many American veterans ending up in homeless shelters. You know, these people in the mass media, they are all part and parcel of a little club. They all stick together. Very interesting. I don't know if you've heard about this, but, you know, Katie Couric, this piece of work that appears on CBS, she taped a little installment of something called Katie's Notebook, which talked about getting her first library card, going to the library. Well, guess what, folks? That commentary that Katie Couric gave apparently was written by a producer at CBS who has been fired because of the fact that Katie's Notebook item was plagiarized from an article by a guy named Jeffrey Zaslow who writes for the Wall Street Journal. So Katie Couric can't even write her own script about her first trip to the library. I mean, and this is a woman who is supposed to be one of the national news media stars, the people we rely upon for our news. You know, I'm sure she's a very busy woman, you know. Of course, she's a very busy woman, but she has to hire someone. She has to have someone write her little blog for her, the script for her video blog. I mean, oh, I'm tired of these people. These people in the mass media, the national media. What a gang. What a gang they are, ladies and gentlemen. Well, our friend Paul Wolfowitz, who's now boss of the world, I mean the World Bank, he apparently has a girlfriend named Shahariza, who was working for the State Department, and it looks as though Wolfowitz was—he's under investigation, folks, for apparently getting her fancy raises. She worked at the World Bank, but she was detailed to the State Department. The same time she's going out with Wolfowitz. Now, you know, apparently, you know, who knows? Maybe he's totally guilty of nothing. But what's more important, folks, what they're not reporting is the fact that this man, Paul Wolfowitz, back when he was an Undersecretary of State many, many years ago, was investigated by the FBI, not for getting his girlfriend a raise, but on possible charges of espionage for Israel. The same type of thing that his colleagues like Richard Pearl and Stephen Bryan and Douglas Feith were all investigated for. But we hear the scandal about his girlfriend. You know, what can I say, folks? Again, it all just comes down to this high-level corruption and favoritism that we find within the power elite, whether they're in the mass media or whether they're in the highest levels of our government or in international finance. They seem to be able to get away with a lot of things that other people cannot get away with. Speaking of getting away with, it looks as though President Bush is not going to be able to get away with shoving the disaster of Iraq on to any more generals. Three different generals have turned down the president's request that they become the czar of war for the United States. He's looking for a military figure to oversee U.S. involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it says that at least Washington Post reports today that three retired four-star generals approached by the White House have declined to be considered for the position. Isn't that interesting, folks? Our top military leaders are just turning their back on the President of the United States. Well, none of us are really surprised about that, folks, because we know that the military leaders have never supported the President's foreign ventures. They fought against Iraq. They're speaking out, at least privately now, against Iran. And, you know, as one of our regular callers here, Jim, has pointed out, you know, if they're really serious about stopping the president and his madness, they need to not just speak out among themselves, but they need to speak out publicly. And that's why it's so important that all of us be there to stand up on behalf of the generals and the admirals and the other people in high places who have the urge to speak out and want to speak out, but know that when they do speak out, they will come under siege from the mass media in America. You know, there's this, again, coming back to Don Imus, they're saying that there's a moral dilemma which faces those who have been associated with Don Imus. And, you know, I don't know how much of a moral dilemma it is, but, there are some pretty wild broadcasters who are raising hell here on the Internet. I'm not going to mention their names this evening, but we all know who they are. They're attacking everyone and everything. And I think that presents a moral dilemma for any people in the Patriot movement who would even continue to be associated with this ghostly trio. They're ghostly because they have no souls. And so I would say not only is there a moral dilemma for those who might want to appear on the Don Imus program, but there's a moral dilemma for anyone who would want to appear on programs that are attacking good patriots. And of course, we'll talk more about that at another time. You know, it's interesting, issue of segregation and desegregation tore the United States apart. But in Prince George's County's detention center, that's right here in the Washington, D.C. area, officials at this facility have begun separating black and Latino detainees in the lockdown unit. So, in other words, they're segregating now at Prince George's Detention Center. This is very, very interesting because this is a public agency, of course. It's the county jail. And they are enforcing segregation because they say that's the best way to make things work. That kind of throws a wet blanket on this theory that we can all just get along as poor motorist Rodney King said we should do. Can't we all just get along? Well, it's unfortunate. We don't want to see people in jail fighting, but if that's the way they have to do it, that's the way they have to do it. And I haven't heard anybody screaming racism just yet. They're going to have a tough time doing that since Prince George's County is a heavily black county with a heavily black leadership. But evidently, the heavily black leadership of the county says that the best way to keep down trouble in the jail is to have racial segregation. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Well, folks, there's a lot of people out there who are against Red China. I don't like communism. I don't think, though, that China is out to get the United States. But guess what? The Council on Foreign Relations says that the United States should build up military forces in Asia to counter China's military expansion. That's a report that was put out by the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, folks, don't let yourselves be taken in by the Council on Foreign Relations. More on this when we come back. This is very, very important, folks. They're setting us up for a war against China. And as much as you hate communism, folks, just like I do, don't be taken in. We'll talk about it more when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington. We'll go to the phones a little later.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, St. Bernard, coming to you from Washington. Before the break, I pointed out that the Council on Foreign Relations, which of course you all know who the Council on Foreign Relations are, are a very powerful group, very heavily under Zionist influence. The Rockefellers have been always a key players in the Council on Foreign Relations, but a fellow by the name of Ace Greenberg has moved up inside the CFR now, a very, very wealthy man. He's a key player in the CFR these days. They are playing the China card, folks. Now, I know a lot of you out there are any communists just like I am. But I'm telling you, folks, when you find the Council on Foreign Relations rattling the saber at China, you know there's something wrong. In my book, The Judas Goats, I pointed out that both the quote-unquote liberals and the conservatives, the Zionist internationalists, all, they have sided together in the past several years and have been, in fact, building the groundwork for an offensive against China. A lot of people out there are going to jump right in bed with them and say, yeah, we got to stop those dirty red Chinese. Don't let yourselves get roped into this, folks. The whole gang from the CFR, they have never had America's best interests at heart. You know that. And here the Council on Foreign Relations is now saying we need to build up the military to counter China. What military do we have to build up anymore, folks? I don't know. We're killing them off in Iraq. But I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of good patriots out there who are going to say, well, Council on Foreign Relations is usually wrong, but on this one, they're right. I'm telling you, folks, don't be hornswoggled by these people. They know how to play with your minds. They know how to play anti-communist sentiments. And the next time you hear somebody in the power elite say we got to do something about China, you say, why are they saying this? What are they up to? Don't let your good, deeply felt anti-communist sentiments be manipulated by these global warmongers. That's what they are. Well, folks, you know, on this program, I've talked quite a bit about a book by Gus Russo called Super Mob, about this gang of people working originally from Cleveland and Detroit primarily, who migrated in many instances to Chicago and then from Chicago to Los Angeles, and then they spread their tentacles across the country. I'm talking about the crime syndicate, and they ain't Italian Americans, but they're very, very powerful. And now we have a review of Supermob that's on Amazon.com. It was passed on to me by one of our listeners. It's kind of funny. This reviewer is attacking this book. And here's a kind of example that they're using to show that the book is not reliable. Now, this is a massive book. Several of you have seen the book. Massive book. I think it's something like 600-700 pages long. Very detailed. Very well researched. But here's one of the kind of things they use to discredit the book. In one sentence, Russo refers to a Las Vegas hotel as having 300 rooms. Four sentences later, the same hotel at the same moment is described as having 500 rooms. Now, I haven't seen that actual error, which is obviously an error. It's obviously a typographical error or a simple mistake. But a hotel with 300 rooms or 500 rooms, it really doesn't make much of a difference, folks, except for those who are making money from the hotel. But the point is this, this is the type of quote-unquote errors that are being pointed out in the book, kind of like the errors that people have tried to find in my books where I say someone died in 1991 and they really died in 1993. You know, it's not relevant to the thesis of the book. But this book by Russo has a lot of people squirming because it casts a whole new picture of the history of organized crime. It's revisionist, if you will, and it has uncomfortable facts about a lot of national icons, including no less than Ronald Reagan and his ties to the crime syndicate. So in any case, folks, again, you know, people will do anything they can, stretching the truth, to try to discredit good, solid research like you're getting in this case from Gus Russo. And I caution to say here that I have been critical of other things that Gus Russo has written. So I'm not saying Gus is a saint in the sense that I'm a saint, Saint Bernard. But I am saying that on the whole, Gus Russo's book is very interesting reading. And, of course, you can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it in the bookstores through the major book chains. And you can get it from American Free Press. If you're not familiar with American Free Press, you know, you can call American Free Press and get a sample copy. So I hope you'll do that, folks, and I hope you'll read Gus Russo's book. All right, we are reaching the end of the half hour, and we already have some callers lined up, and when we come back, I'm going to go directly to those callers. This is Michael Collins Piper, also known as Saint Bernard, coming to you from Washington on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. I call this program the Piper Report for one of no better reason than I couldn't think of anything better, but it's not just my report, it's your report too, so that's why I'm going to the phones right now. Let's go first to Mick from Arizona. Mick, are you there?
I'm here, man.
What's going on?
Hey, not too much. That really hit home when you started talking about how the way they treat the veterans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I sent you a story about what happened to me. I got messed up by a Jew doctor in a VA, and next thing you know, my life turned into a nightmare. I had the rest of the Jews came crawling out of the woodwork trying to screw me. It's a long story. I'd have to call back some other time, you know, to tell the whole story. But anyway, they literally tortured me and tried to kill me about 8 times. And,
well, you know, I tell you something. That's the medical system in general in this country. I mean, I've always been fortunate. I've never had to deal too much with with doctors, but I've seen people in the VA system. I've seen, you know, people in, you know, just once they get caught up in the whole system, it's a horrible bureaucracy. It's hard for elderly people to get payments for their medicines. It just goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, as
Jewish
bad as it is,
too.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Jewish controlled.
Well, you know, yes, it is. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you are right about that. That is exactly true. I don't know if that is part and parcel of the problem. I mean, I see it as just a bigger problem with a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And then the big, you know, it's very interesting. I want to tell you something. You know, although the medical profession is indeed very, very heavily Jewish, my understanding is that the big drug companies, however, for whatever reason, are not Jewish controlled. That's one area of international finance, international industry that is not particularly Jewish controlled. However, critics will turn around and point to the fact, however, that although these drug companies are not Jewish-controlled, the advertising that they do, which is substantial in the national media, the advertising business is Jewish-controlled. So they, in fact, are indirectly controlled by the big advertising agencies that are responsible for placing their advertising. But be that as it may, these big drug companies, I've gotten some real inside information on these drug companies and from someone who's had occasion to do some major high-level computer work for them. And I want to tell you, they don't need to be charging the outrageous prices that they do charge for a lot of the medications that we do get from these big companies. So you know, it's a big ripoff in many respects.
Hey, I wanted to touch on the Imus and the Duke lacrosse players and compare that with this. With David Duke wrote an article on his website, and he compared that to this atrocity that occurred in Tennessee. And David Duke wrote this excellent. You got to have him on to explain it. Anyway, there was this couple kidnapped by these five blacks in Tennessee, and they were tortured. The girl was tortured, raped, and the guy was forced to watch. And they cut off his penis. They end up cutting off the girl's her name is Shannon Christian. They end up cutting off her breast. I mean, where are the black leaders on this, you know?
Well, you know,
that makes
them
look a lot worse.
I remember that story. I remember that story. That happened some time ago. And you're absolutely right. I mean, that never made the national news. It was reported locally because, you know, they couldn't very well avoid reporting it. But that story never made the national news. And it comes back to this there's this, I don't know what you want to call it. It's a self-imposed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Double standard, I guess.
Well, it's kind of a self-imposed racial sensitivity, for want of a better way of putting it. I'm not sure it's a double standard per se, but it's wrong, needless to say. And you know, it's a story that should have been reported.
They're inciting a race war. The big Jewish media companies are promoting the rap albums that promote rape and kill, and you know what I mean. And there was one line, "You must be forgetting it's time for Armageddon." They're promoting that stuff.
Well, you know, I have a slightly different take on that. I would agree with you that they are promoting a race war, but I look at it from a completely different perspective. I look at it from the idea that rather than you know, using rap lyrics and so forth to promote a race war, I think instead what they do is they constantly beam the message through the mass media that there is so much racism in this country that the average black is constantly hearing it, and if they don't believe it, they might start to believe it because of all the propaganda they get in the mass media. I'm coming at it from a slightly different angle there. I agree with you that is the ultimate result.
Yeah, they're
I think the more effective way they're doing it is doing it in another way, because let's be honest here. Not every black in America listens to the rap music that you're talking about. There's a lot of black women in this country who absolutely despise that music because they consider it, you know, down on black females and offensive to black females and all females in general. And, you know, there's a certain subset of the black population that listens to the rap, but the overwhelming majority of the black people in America see the same crap every night on national television and on cable that the rest of America see.
Yeah, about Imus and the lacrosse players, and then the mass media ignore the atrocities that are committed. It incites them to go out and commit more.
Yeah, it's a, you know, like I say, this country would be a lot better off if we didn't have the constant exposure to the crap that we do in the mass media. But that, of course, brings me to the perfect segue line. That is exactly why we have the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have American Free Press and other independent voices to kind of get a different twist out there on things.
And DavidDuke.com.
I just got an email from David the other day. I'm going to be talking to him. He's in Europe right now, but he certainly keeps an eye on what's happening here in the world today. Mick,
hey,
I got to move on here,
right.
But I thank you for your call.
I'm going to call you back. I'm going to tell more of that story, all right?
All right. You call back anytime, Mick. All right. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, I was quoting you earlier. If this is the Jim in the Texas.
This is the resident cynic of your show.
That's right.
Anyhow, I'd like to touch briefly on the Imus situation.
Go ahead.
First of all, I have no sympathy at all for Imus,
mm-hmm.
because Imus and everybody else on the mainstream broadcasting, they chose to ride the Jewish tiger, so to speak. And the only way off is what happened to Imus. That's the only way off.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make one unpardonable sin, no matter what it is, as long as the head of I watched the head of MSN or of NBC today, who just happens to be Jewish, by the way, and I'm amazed because I was expecting an Irishman or a Lithuanian or something, but damn if it wasn't a Jew. But all these people are coming down on him. And he should have known it because these people have to know. I mean, these journalists can't be that stupid. I mean, Mike, you could have had a career in mainstream journalism when you first got into it if you would have lowered yourself to write the hack pieces they ask you to write and to write stuff you know is wrong and to write stuff you know is the most nonsensical stuff anybody ever heard of. But had you chose to do that, you could have had a career because you're a good writer.
Yeah, reasonably so, yeah.
You chose not to because...
Yeah, that's correct.
Truth means something to you. Truth means nothing to these people. As I said with Imus years ago when he first got into radio, because they controlled it back then the same way they do now, he chose to ride the Jewish tiger, and now he's paying the price.
You know, it's funny, Jim. I remember when I first started writing for the Spotlight so many years ago now, I had friends of mine say to me, "Well, why don't you get a job with a real newspaper?" And I said, "You don't understand. The Spotlight is the real newspaper." I said, "It is a real newspaper."
And it was about the only one back then that I can remember in the early 80s. I can't remember any other newspaper that was real back then.
Well, in all fairness, there's a lot of good smaller publications, but Ed Fields had the Thunderbolt and A.J. Lowry had a tax strike newspaper.
Where did you find them at, Mike?
Well, no, you couldn't.
Average person. No,
that's true enough. But I'm saying there were a lot of good independent newspapers out there. But yes, on the whole, you're right. I mean, they didn't have the outreach of the Spotlight. And, you know, amazingly, at one point, the Spotlight had 360,000 paid subscribers, which meant that the pass-on rate was well over a million readers each week. That's an extraordinary number.
That's how I discovered the Spotlight. Was as I told you, this old World War II vet turned me on to it. But had I gone out and asked somebody, "Where's me a newspaper that tells the truth?" How could I have found the Spotlight?
Well,
I couldn't have.
That was part of the problem. And you know, when Ronald Reagan came into power, so many patriots thought the country had been saved.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just stopped reading the Spotlight. They thought everything was, you know, all well and good, and the subscription rate started to slide, and a lot of other conservative organizations and publications absolutely folded, but we had a good solid base of support there, and it was only because of that remaining solid base of support that after the Spotlight was forced out of business that we were able to get together and start American Free Press. But, you know, of course, now we have the Internet, thank God, for all its demerits, you know, that the Internet is getting a lot of information out there. But people have to be discerning enough to be able to use the Internet properly and to see through a lot of the nonsense that really is out there that sometimes passes for good information but really is not. So
anything
we'll always
be
facing that.
Anything you get from the mainstream media or anybody who has anything to do with the mainstream media is automatically 90% lies or misdirection. At the very least, it's misdirection. So, you know, people have to understand you can't believe anything they tell you, except I would caution your listeners not to have any sympathy at all for IMUS or anybody else that gets in trouble with the mainstream media, because they'll do like they're doing to Bush and Cheney. They'll stab you in the back, because the people in the real control, they have no problem with stabbing you in the back once you become useless to them.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people that are sympathetic to IMUS are sympathetic to IMUS because he's under attack from the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, but those two have been performers for the establishment elite for years. You know, late Sherman Skolnick was often right on a lot of things. A lot of people didn't like Sherman for a variety of reasons, but I can tell you, as I mentioned before in the show, I know that Sherman was right on a lot of things because I discovered it independently myself. But in any case, Sherman insisted that Jesse Jackson had actually been at one point indicted by the Justice Department in the Nixon years, but Attorney General John Mitchell himself quashed that indictment of Jesse Jackson. And the reason why is because Jesse Jackson was just too valuable a political player for the establishment to send to jail.
He was a useful idiot, and they don't discard him until they have to. Once they have to, Jesse will get dumped the same as anybody else.
Absolutely, and you know that's what I always say, and I think you put it right there. These people in the media, that was a good. I like that analogy. They were riding the Jewish tiger. That is what has happened to so many politicians. They have been used and allow themselves to be used, but in the end, they will dump them.
And if in any time in the future I discover that you spent 2 years at a Jewish settlement, or what do they call them, kibbutz, in Israel, that you spent 2 years and had a Jewish wife, I'm going to start looking for your saddle that you're using to ride that tiger, because that tells me volumes. In one sentence, it tells me volumes about someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know of whom I'm speaking.
I absolutely do know who you're referring to, yeah.
So all it takes is a sentence here or there to give you a clue as to what's actually going on, because I don't think you ever even been to Israel. Maybe you have. I don't know.
No, I tell you what, I wouldn't try to go there now, because I have a feeling if they let me in, they would only let me in to keep me there.
and you'd be spending a lot of time with a lot of Palestinians, I suspect.
I think I would get to know a lot of Palestinians very, very well. Incidentally, just as a little side note here, I had a very interesting conversation today, Jim, with someone who filled me in on a very, very interesting little detail about 911 that, again, just points toward absolute Mossad involvement. I'm going to keep the detail under wraps for right now because I want to get some further information on it. But absolutely no question that a Mossad informant was working very, very an Arab American. Mossad informant was working very, very closely with the gentlemen who have been described as the 911 hijackers. So I'll be bringing a little bit more information on that as I get some details on it.
Well, Mike, I'm not sitting here slack jawed at the thought that maybe somebody from the Mossad might be involved in that. You know, I'm not having trouble catching my breath, so to speak.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Jimmy, I'm going to let you catch your breath now because I got to move on and grab our last caller. Thanks for your call, Jim. Always appreciate it. We have Byron in Canada. Byron.
How you doing, Mike?
How you doing, Byron?
Good. Hey, I'll be real quick.
That's all right. Go ahead. I'm going to keep you over. We have a break coming up here, so when you hear that music, just slow down for a second, and then we'll hold you over for the break. Go ahead, though.
About IMUS, Bernie Goldberg was on the Fox. I turned to Fox once in a while when my heart starts slowing down. I need to get it going again. But anyhow, he was just really on Jesse Jackson and Sharpton. And to Sharpton's credit, there was a black meeting they had here 2-3 months ago, and it was on C-SPAN, where he did go after the rappers and their uses of the B word and the horror word and whatever. He did go after them.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, it wasn't total. But anyhow, Goldberg was just after these guys that here. Not too long ago, there was a basketball player. His name was Michael, I can't think of his middle name, Richardson. He was a pretty decent basketball player, but he couldn't stay out of coke. And so he got booted out, and he had to go to Europe. But anyhow,
there's that music. Hey, I got you trained, Byron. Good for you. Hang on for the break there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We are wrapping up this hour. Just like Don Imus, it looks like, is wrapping up his career. A very rich man. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, folks, Mike Piper here. We're wrapping up this hour. We have got Byron calling in from Canada. Byron, you were talking about a basketball player named Richardson.
Yeah, Michael, I think Michael Ray Richardson. And I think he actually, when he got booted out of the NBA, he went and played a little bit for Israel. And maybe that's how he got a job coaching. I think it's a, like a semi-pro team. But anyhow, this Goldberg, he was really kind of pissed off at Sharpton and Jesse for, you know, trying to get, fired, Imus fired. And he was stupid for making those remarks, but I don't think he should have been fired. But anyhow, he had his contract was up with his team, and this reporter went up to him, and he says, well, how's your contract coming? And he says, oh, I'm not worried. He says, I got a real crafty Jewish Jew guy. In fact, he worded a Jew, and I think that was probably the offensive word. He said, I got a crafty Jew lawyer that's working for me, so I'm not worried. And the reporter says, boy, he said, you know, you got to get in trouble for saying that. And he says, what do you mean? He meant it as a compliment. He says, you know, he said, they're very smart. He said, you know, they have to be, you know, because we're the area that there's so many people want to get at them. And he said, well, you go to the security in their airports, it's just wonderful. And he said, besides, you know, they own most of the teams in the NBA, which in fact they own about half of them, plus a lot of the football and baseball teams. Anyhow, it gets out. He gets suspended for using the word crafty Jew.
You know,
I don't know if he was fired, but I know he was suspended just for using the word crafty Jew. You know,
Goldberg
never said a damn thing about that.
What it is there is that it's the same as all these politicians that they're constantly hearing about the Holocaust, and so they're constantly using that analogy, thinking that, you know, they can say that this is almost as bad as the Holocaust, and then the mass media comes down on them, and of course it is the Jewish power groups, the Anti-Defamation League, and so forth. They come down on these politicians who thought they were being nicey-nice by saying how awful the Holocaust was and saying how awful something else was in comparison to the Holocaust. So you know, if you read Jewish newspapers, as I do, religiously, so to speak, befitting someone whose middle name is Bernie, I suppose, you know, you find this strange double standard in there that, for example, they talk about New York Jewish money rallying behind candidates, but then when General Wesley Clark used the term the New York money men pushing for a war against Iran, all hell broke loose.
Yeah. But, you know, to the defense of the Jewish people, a writer, he was Jewish, came out and he defended Richardson. He says, well, he said it was absolutely the truth. He says, you know, the Jews only represent, I think, 1 or 2% of the population, but they own 50% of the basketball teams. And, you know, they are very wealthy. And, you know, he defended Richardson on that. So, I mean, you know, it kind of works both ways. But, yeah,
it all comes down to, it's just... Just we're a very politically correct, very politically sensitive society, and you know, there are some ways to present things, and then there are some ways not. But like I said, you know, when it comes right down to it, these poor little girls—I guess they're not little girls; they're pretty tall girls. These tall girls in this basketball team. Maybe I'm being sexist by calling them girls. Maybe I'm supposed to call them women or ladies, and I'm not even sure you're allowed to call them ladies anymore, but these tall women on the basketball team didn't deserve to be called whores.
Absolutely not, and these girls, from what I understand, they were doing very well in their school, you know, as far as their academics. And
I think it is accurate to call probably about at least 430 members of the House of Representatives whores.
I would agree with you 100%.
Male and female alike. All right, Byron, thanks for your call. Watch your back up there in Canada. Folks, stay tuned for more good programming, and I hope you'll join us here tomorrow night. We'll raise some hell with Willis Cardo. He's been raising hell for a long, long time, and he's been doing it on your behalf, folks. So we'll have some fun tomorrow night. Have a good evening. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. I'm sure he'll raise some hell tonight.
It's